When the Bible talks about end times, it often associates that period with a cosmic sign in the heavens, where the sun and the moon are darkened, the stars fall, and heavenly bodies are shaken. If we look at this cosmic sign, as mentioned in Matthew 24 and Acts 2, we can gather the following information. Matthew 24, verse 21 tells us that there will be great tribulation. Then, after the great tribulation, Matthew 24, 29 says that there will be a cosmic sign in the heavens. Acts 2, 20 also mentions this cosmic sign and says that after that sign it will be the day of the Lord. From this sequence of events, we can see that the great tribulation is before the cosmic sign in the heavens, and the day of the Lord is after that sign. This of course means that the great tribulation and the day of the Lord are two separate time periods, separated by the cosmic sign. The great tribulation and the day of the Lord are often thought as being the same event, but we can clearly see that they are not. Looking closer at Matthew 24, we see this flow of events. Firstly, the Antichrist will appear, verse 15, and bring about the great tribulation, verse 21. Then the cosmic sign appears, and Jesus returns to rescue his people, verses 29 to 31. Then the day of the Lord begins, as the nations mourn over Jesus' return in power, verse 30. The reason the nations mourn is because they know that God is about to pour out his wrath on them during the time known as the day of the Lord. Isaiah 13, verse 9 says, "See, the day of the Lord is coming, a cruel day with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land desolate and destroy the sinners within it." Sinners will suffer greatly during the day of the Lord, but Christians won't face God's wrath at all, because Jesus will have already sent his angels to gather them to safety, as Matthew 24, 30 to 31 tell us. The book of Revelation parallels Matthew 24. Just like Matthew 24, Revelation 6, 12 to 17 also say that after the cosmic sign appears, all the world will be in great fear, knowing that the great day of wrath has come. Then, again like Matthew 24, Revelation 7, 9 to 14 show that Christians are rescued out of the great tribulation just before God begins to pour out his wrath during the earth-shattering trumpet and bowl judgments, which start in Revelation 8. So when we compare scripture with scripture, we see from Matthew 24, Acts 2, and Revelation 6 to 8 that the day of the Lord is a period of God's wrath against sinners, and it occurs after the cosmic sign and after Christians are removed from the earth. On the other hand, the Great Tribulation occurs before the cosmic sign and is a period of the devil's wrath against Jews and Christians. Revelation 12 and 13 tell us that during the end times the devil is filled with fury after being cast down to the earth, and he gives his power to the Antichrist. The Antichrist will then have authority over the whole world and have the power to make war against Christians, severely persecuting them until Jesus returns. So, the day of the Lord is a period of God's wrath against sinners, while the Great Tribulation is a period of the devil's wrath against Jews and Christians. Persecution during the Great Tribulation will be like never before, Matthew 24, 21, and it will only end when Jesus returns to rapture his people. So if we are to face this terrible time, then we need to have a close walk with Jesus, because he said, "At that time many will turn away from the faith, and will betray and hate each other. The love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved." That's Matthew 24, 10-13. Only with Jesus as our strength and shield will we be able to stand firm to the end and be saved, so we need to make sure that we have a close walk with the Lord, otherwise we may be among those who turn away from the faith and are lost. Amen.